To begin.
Hey, what is up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Primate Podcast. We got Tetris in studio. Dude, what's up, man? Thank you for making the time.
How's it going, brother? Thank you for having me here.
And I was just telling you, we're a little bit off air right now. Like, I've grown up in Celle since 98. So for a really long time, I didn't see like a lot of artwork in the community. You know, it was kind of something that you would have to go to like East LA or fucking like Olympic in Washington. So you can see murals of all these, you know, fucking names and or designs. Yeah. And then I started seeing like murals pop up in Cudahy and Bell. And now you're kind of seeing this. Oh, not now, but the last couple of years, you've been seeing like this art movement kind of pick up. And I think you've been basically one of the top people that are spearheading that creative movement in the Celle area. So, you know, I saw it and I was like, I need to know more about this guy.
Yeah, for sure. What part of Celle did you grow up in?
Cudahy.
All right. Dope. Yeah, we're real close right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you go to Bell High School? Or?
Yeah. So for high school, I went to Bell. And then the last year and a half, I went back to Elizabeth Learning Center for high school.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So you've seen a lot of the activity that we've been doing right there in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So, right now, I'm really impressed with everything that's going on. There's too many artists, and I'm starting to see different new people that I've never seen around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And we're building this community. It's really exciting just to go every day and get creative and just meet new people and hang out all together.
Yeah, no, it's cool because, again, we didn't have this before, you know? And if it did, it was just, like, you and your homies or something, you know? But it wasn't really like, hey, like, I don't know this complete stranger from, like, three blocks from here.
Yeah.
But he's also an artist. And now we're all kind of, like, trying to bring some artistic visual, like, enhancement to our communities that we never were aware of. And I think that's making people more confident in trying to, like, test their abilities out, you know?
Yeah, so when growing up in Celle, it was just, like, real difficult. Everything was just, like you had to work and my mom, she used to work all the time, so one of the places where I got exposed to graffiti was when I used to go with her helping her out picking up merch from downtown Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
So I seen a lot of pieces out there, like, for example, like Skill UTI, and that just inspired me. And before, I used to really hate it going with my mom.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I enjoy the most and I always wanted to go was just because I got exposed to all this graffiti, murals, and it was just something that it caught my attention a lot since back then.
Yeah.
And I guess it's just for everybody, artists, like, it's an art form, like a human will recognize it as something that we need to survive and to to get inspired. We need to get exposed to more art, and in Celle, like, everything's just like whitewash. Like, there's no art. There's certain colors that they use. They call them street colors. And this is like the colors that the graffiti crew has. So it's like some gray, like pole gray that they call it. So those are the ones to buff the graffiti on the poles. And then they got a brick one. And there's this other tan one. I forgot the right names for it, but there's all the only colors that you see all over Celle.
Yeah.
And that's pretty depressing. Like, fuck, like
it really
you've
is.
Seen that shit, and it's like, it really is depressing. And you just living in the neighborhood, you're seeing some really depressing walls.
Mm-hmm.
That affects a lot of your mood, your mental health, and all that. So for right now, like, I've been experiencing, you know, like, the whole fucking, just living in Celle and going to other places, and like, you're seeing the difference, and also the people, you know, like, sometimes they be acting different, they want to do more of the art stuff, like either music, like all the art forms. And over here in the hood, like, a lot of people, all they want to do is just party. And then as in jobs, like, a lot of it is just like pushing into like 9-to-5s, where it's just a lot of extra work, a lot of physical work, and it just takes away the whole creativity from us.
Yeah, I agree, because kind of like what you said earlier, that you had to go to work with your mom. You know, that's like something that I had to do growing up too. Like, I had to, there was nobody at home to take care of me. So I had to go with my dad. Like, he'd fucking take me to LA. And in LA, next to the fucking 110 freeway, you see basically murals, you know, like, and you see them and you're like, damn, that looks cool. You know, like, just a fucking something bigger than life, you know? So like you come back home, you know, like, and you, like you said, you go into your city and you're just in your city and it's all fucking depressing colors. It does something to your mental health. And at the same time, you don't have anything that inspires you. So like when you see some color and you see something that kind of makes your fucking eyeballs just like fucking swell up, you're like, oh shit, this yeah. looks fucking cool.
Yeah, it's facts. It's like, what is it? There's color theory, like, mm-hmm. and different moods affects, the color affects your different moods. And yeah. like they use it as for business and all that, yeah, just exactly. to control the mind and to help out, you know? Also, like one of the things that I don't like is the LAUSD, how mm-hmm. the same color that we have on the street is the same color that we have in the schools in the as schools. Well. And yeah, it's just depressing. They look yeah. like gels, you know?
It's sad,
and,
but it's yeah, true, yeah.
It's true, yeah. And yeah, like in Bell, we had a few murals, but all through the time, I guess, they got graffiti on. Mm-hmm. But instead of investing into having artists or investing the time to bring them back
yeah.
to fix them or whatever they had to do just to maintain those murals. But I don't know, they just let them go. They either they didn't care, they'd rather just erase them all. Mm-hmm. And now it's just like, it looks like prison.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'll find like different nonprofits coming in and doing their little arty-farty type of murals where all they want to do is just check in the marks, like just, they're just like money that they get. And
oh, because
like,
I get what you're saying.
And then and they just check in the blanks and then they don't really give out like the best out of it. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it also is because they're not from the community. They just come in and do this arty-farty mural that mm-hmm. they don't really gather information or like the culture around the community. All they want to do is just do like 10 murals in one day with all these volunteers. They bring volunteers from everywhere, different companies, and that's kind of what they do. But they don't care about the message mm-hmm. or the artistic form of the muralism. They just want to come in and they do sloppy stuff. Like I get real passionate. I just like, I really don't like that. And it happened to Bell.
That's crazy because mm-hmm. you said a perfect word, passion. Like they're yeah. not, they're also not bringing people who are passionate, like you said, yeah. about what they're not, I would have, not about what they're doing, but the message that they're trying to convey through the community. Like, yeah, like it has to have somebody from the community to say, yeah. like, I know how I feel about this. Let me express it and try to bring it together.
Yeah, you lose different kind of the respect when they do that and they don't see it. And another area also is they disrespect the artistic form. Like they don't really, there's certain rules, you know, like for example, typography or the colors that you choose. Mm-hmm. Like if you practice art, you'll recognize right away what goes in. And if they spend time creating something, like finding the right contrast or whatever it is. And they use all this, like they don't even use a ruler or nothing, you know? So they look pretty like off and, like just looking at it, it doesn't motivate you to do art or nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, cause I seen nice sign paintings, like just signs, letterings, mm-hmm. and I just get really impressed just cause all that work that went behind it, from colors, the typography, all the little details, and that's also really impressive.
When you got started, did you how did you start? I'm assuming it was just books first, and then you started going onto walls, and then just kind of they evolved from there.
It's crazy because like one of the things that I believe in is just like following whatever your heart, you know, following a lot of nature, mm-hmm. and then just people, and I was just kind of like led into the whole muralism. I think my whole neighborhood made me a muralist because everybody used to just call me, oh, I need this, I need that. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, and I was just going, and then that's just how I started, like, just word of mouth. I do have a little art background. I went to Cal State Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. I have a BA on graphic design.
Oh, sick.
So before that, in high school, I took a few electives where it was like painting and digital, mm-hmm. but my whole level of knowledge in the whole digital Photoshop or whatever it was, like it wasn't that great. So when I went into the program that they had in Costa LA, I was really behind that. I had to take extra classes.
Yeah.
It was just real difficult. So once I graduated, I remember having a portfolio and I showed it to a few companies. Sometimes, like for real, like I was even embarrassed of showing my portfolio. Oh, like, say, you know, like, so I was like, man, so I applied a few little companies and shit and no calls back or nothing. Yeah, so that didn't work out for me. But I always like had a passion for typography and the whole graphic design, like just creating concepts.
Like
I always,
the structure of
yeah, everything concept, everything that has to do with like the whole designing process. So I always like use that as an advantage for muralism. Before that, I also have that graffiti background. Or one of my passions was just going out and creating graffiti productions, where like the whole crew goes out and each one does their name. We pick different colors, so everything's well designed. We have characters and all that. So I did that for you know, like for a couple of times, and so I had a little bit of background. When it started, it was I got hired at for the LAUSD. I was doing a traveling mural program.
Oh, that's sick.
So I went, I visited a couple of schools. That's why I get too comfortable talking about how the school look and shit, you know?
Yeah.
So I went to maybe around like 50 schools all around like the LAUSD. So I also know like the community, like what's going on in the whole art form and graffiti, like in every school, graffiti was like really popular. My classes, that like I had a lot of students. They have different activities, but most of the students, they're all in my class. They used to kind of get upset because everybody used to come to my class. I used to make it fun, and we used to also create the mural and paint it in their school, so they get all their ideas, and we get it to put it into the mural.
So they got the chance to actually.
And then, to put it up, working with ladders, with spray paint, house paint. So I was showing them all that, all those different techniques. At the same time, I was just perfecting my my can control, you know? And so I did that for a couple of years. After that, I knew it was like I needed to do something different because it was getting difficult. Like the drive and the pay, it wasn't much. I had my first kid at the time. So I needed like something more and more income coming. So I decided to just quit my job. And
the one with the
just
mural?
Take a big risk. Before that, I had another job. But yeah, I took a big risk and just quit my job. And like I was just self-employed. I was, for 3 years, I was struggling like really bad. Like, or I had to work like every day doing like $100 jobs a day. $25, like whatever came up, you know? And then I just started building up, getting like really good at my craft, bringing good product and doing a little bit extra that I had to, you know, just to have everybody happy. And it's visual, so it's nothing that you can't lie, you know? Like everything is just straight up. Like I can't lie. I can't be like, oh, that line's straight. And it's not, you know? You're going to see that shit. So that's how it happened. I was just getting more gigs. People started liking my work, and it was just word of mouth. I don't have internet website or nothing till right now. You know, like everything's just still word of mouth, and I have probably like over 10 years self-employed already.
Dude, that's crazy. You know, I always like to talk about when like people are doing something, like they have a craft or they have a passion project that they're doing. It's like you don't really know the air quotes dark side of the stuff. Like I've had my share of issues like that, dude, where it's like, you know, sometimes I feel a little ashamed to say it, but it's like I used to have to look through sometimes a fucking couch to just get a couple coins to make sure I can get a fucking $5 pizza.
Yeah.
Like I've had those struggles too, you know, but those struggles just kind of pushed you to like fucking focus, hyper focus on what you're doing and just fucking make the best of it and see, make it through it, you know?
Yeah. It's like you gotta be in survival mode.
Yeah.
And once you're in survival mode, you become a fucking superhero.
Yeah.
you bring out everything out of you. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that's how it is. And sometimes, like, I'll be working and I'll be like, fuck, man, I'm like, there's a lot of work. And, mm-hmm. But everything's just mental, you know, like, you just simplifying everything, making it easier to make everything easy for yourself and give out good product and being consistent. Consistency is really important. You gotta make a better piece than your last piece. It's just a small little formula that I use, mm-hmm. not too crazy, to give it a, don't half-ass it, you know, come in correctly and just put out a great piece of work.
Yeah, no, that's fucking cool. And so at what point did you decide, like, you had to make something in Cela? Like, I know you're, like, we mentioned that you have the Cela Arts Center going on. What point did you feel like you had to come back and fucking bring that to the city?
Yeah, so just like, you know, how I told you, everything like just happened naturally, organically. Yeah. Like, sometimes I don't even force things. So this is the way it happened. They showed me the location, mm-hmm. and that location where we have the center right now, it's walking distance from high school. So it felt like really, really like community. Mm-hmm. The building was like I loved it. It had nice high ceilings, walls, to create murals and all that. So I really like I was happy about the spot. Yeah. So and I wasn't even ready for like something like that. Like, I never been like a business owner or nothing. So it was something new. So I kind of risked, you know, I had to take risk, another risk, hardcore risk, yeah. You know? So it was I had to like drop some feria and shit to get the location, mm-hmm. and starting like seeing what I could do. Right now, I wish I could do a lot more stuff, but it's just like a little certain things that's going on with like just getting the right permits and stuff like that. Yeah. But that's kind of like just holding me down a little bit for a lot of greatness that we need to do, mm-hmm. or we could do. But the only thing that we've been doing right now is the live drawing.
The live drawing, yeah.
The live drawing.
That's been a cool little aspect that I saw. I haven't had the chance to actually make it out to one of those, but I know you guys still have a few, I think, this week. Oh, yeah, this week. I think.
Yeah, we've been having them for, it's going to be 2 years in March.
Oh, shit.
Like, consistency, and two times out of the week. Mm-hmm. And this is really important, like, for the community, especially community of artists. Life drawing is, like, the best exercise. Like, there's nothing better than that. Like, you learn a lot of art forms just doing life drawing. Mm-hmm. Like, just there are just so many benefits that you get just from life drawing. And I'm sure, like, over, like, I'm sure, like, there was never, like, in 100 years around right there, Cela, like, Mayweather and all that, Bell, Carehe, to, like, Compton, there was never, like, been some type of life drawing or like a center where people could come in, get creative, mm-hmm. and practice drawing. Drawing is something that like you need to practice every day. It's like doing miles, like running miles. You gotta put in those miles on drawing. Mm-hmm. And for every artist, like the best thing is drawing. You gotta get better and better. Before this, I will never draw. With pencil, I will never finalize a drawing. Charcoal, I didn't really have a good experience with charcoal. Like the professors that I had, mm-hmm. they didn't really, I guess, show me the proper way. So now when I'm doing this, I never thought I was also going to fall in love with charcoal as how I am right now. Yeah. Like I love it. It's just like it gives you a lot of like options, you know, a lot of ways to create your art. And shark is also a great way, one of the cheapest way to practice and get like creative and stuff. Practice your techniques. And now it's just like every week, as for me, it's like going to the gym, going to church. Mm-hmm. Like art is my religion. You know? Yeah. So I just keep just true to the arts and the community, and everything is just like good karma. Everything happens like with great vibes and great energy.
No, that's what you want, because it's like a pure thing, you know? Like, people are going in there with the intention of, like, learning and, like, really, like, again, mastering their skills, you know?
Yeah, so, like, back, like, maybe a year ago, I wasn't as good as, well, I'm still learning. I'm still, I'm not the, I guess, in a point where I want to be. I still want to get better in my craft. And I've been working hard for it, you know? So, a year before this, my drawings didn't look like that. I see them and I'm like, damn. So I see a lot of improvement, and that motivates me too. Mm-hmm. And the improvement is just like, it's crazy. And I'll be drawing 6 days out of the week. So all that has just been just prepping. I've been preparing just for something more like better in my muralism or canvases that I want to create more in the future.
Your passion for your stuff is, people see it, you know, these people who are showing up to Sela Art Center, they know it, they see it. And again, like we mentioned earlier, like just a few years ago, we didn't have any of this, you know, and that's why it's such an important, like, I think a staple at this point of the city that allows people to go in there and just show their creativity, you know?
Yeah, it is. Because in every profession, like let's say for the Disney animators, that they're into the animation, they have to do a life drawing, and they have it available for them, for everybody that's in the animation department, just for them to go out and practice, you know. So they have it in mostly all those popular studios.
That's pretty cool.
And also, if you really see different universities that focus on studio art, visual art, they all require life drawing. Like, for sure, like they require life drawing, and most of them. So if everybody's just interested, there's like, there's a lot of books, but you got to put in the work, YouTube videos, and right now, like that, we have the art center right here in Bell. It's a great opportunity just to go and experience and to see if you like it. And I'm sure, like, if you're an artist, like, you're going to have to like it, because just the benefits that you're going to get from just going, like, either from drawing yourself or meeting new people, learning from everybody, from professors from universities, from professionals that are already in the field, and just, like passionate artists, like, really focus on their art form.
Yeah, and it's crazy, because a lot of the times these kind of classes, they're mostly available for like a community colleges, so you kind of have to like enroll and all those extra steps just so you can have the ability, or I think there's even prerequisites sometimes before doing live drawing. You have to learn your basic, and it's like, wait, and in this case I'm assuming it's open for anybody. I think it's 18 plus, but level of drawing, it's not required.
And sometimes we do costumes, so costume could be like all levels, because it's just like a model with different like costumes.
And
they don't have to be nude, completely nude.
I mean, and that's what's cool, because sometimes it's the fabrics and the folds that are just like fucking super hard to kind of, you know, draw.
All that is techniques, and it's something that, you know, you gotta exercise it, and you gotta put in the work. Like a lot of repetitions, just a lot of like messing up, coming back, and a lot of going back and forth just to getting better into your craft.
How do you prevent yourself from like burning out creatively?
Oh, nature, man. Like, I have a little peace garden. Like,
oh, that's sick.
I still got a lot of work, you know, in my backyard, where like that's where I go out and, you know, just release all the stress and chill out in the morning, you know, like ground myself, like just chill out. And I think that just it helps me. But for the most part, like, I love creating new things. And when I do murals, like I gotta finish them like in a week, no past a week, cause after that, like, I just get really like, how do I tell you? Well, I was gonna say tired, but it's just like I like working quick because I have all my tools, and this is just another conversation. Yeah, yeah, there's too much information. I mean, too much to talk about.
Yeah,
yeah, but yeah, right now people should take advantage of going into the art center. Mm-hmm. You could even create your own career. You know, if you want to be an artist, I mean, a fine art artist, like a visual artist. You know, you start practicing right there. Yeah. Use it as a hobby. Or if, you know, having problems with, like, mental health as well, this is, like, a great way to come in and try it out, experience, you know, maybe you like it. And, you know, it's going to help you out.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it can be very, very therapeutic just to be able to allow your mind to focus on one thing and just, you know, do it instead of just having all these fucking things happening in your mind all at once. You did the Sela Arts Festival letters on the riverbed, no?
Yeah.
The fucking big ones?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you, outside of just the murals, like, you, at this point, you've kind of become more like a multidisciplinary in terms of, like, different crafts, right?
Yeah. So, now, like, I love, working with the whole community, creating, like, a big, like, art, you know, like, art piece. So, just gathering different, art forms and people just to come in and create a great event.
Yeah.
But mostly I just focus more on murals and use mostly murals.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there was a time where there was just a lot of times. Right now it's just murals and drawing. But like people, you've been asking me, oh, won't you do canvases? Oh, can you do me a canvas? Or can you create this for me? A little piece, like. So I don't really do that, like, so I had to learn how to say no. Like, no, I don't do that. I just stick to murals. That's all I did. And I've been doing that because just doing something else is just a lot of work.
Yeah.
Like, it's like it's just muralism itself is just so much work. Like, I don't have time for other stuff.
Yeah.
So that's all I did, just focus on muralism. That's, like, my main income right now. And that's probably, like, what supports, like, most of the Sela Art Center. And we do have a great team. My sister, she's the one that does the communication and the whole IG. And we also have Hilda. She's also part of the team. And us three, we've been just putting in a lot of work, a lot of volunteering work and bringing it together. And I think we've been doing a great job right here in Sela. A lot of artists come back just because they feel comfortable, safe, and they like the whole energy that we bring out. And we're all local, like, you know, from, or like, everything was organic.
That's cool.
And that's my neighborhood.
Hell yeah, man. Huh? No, I mean, I hope that people listening, if they haven't stopped by, including myself, we're going to make a fucking trip down there and show our support there, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's just take advantage. I didn't really want to talk much about, like, life drawing. Mm-hmm. Life drawing is another conversation as well, where it's just a lot to talk about, and it's just, you know, an art form itself.
Yeah.
And there's a lot to talk about, so that'll be probably another conversation.
Hell yeah. No, sure. Well, for the meantime, Tetris, if people want to look for you, look at your art or get more information about where you're going to be doing your next mural, like, what's the best way to reach you?
Best way is just my Instagram. It's Tetris WAI, and the Sela Art Center is at Sela, S-E-L-A, Art Center, Sela Art Center.
And that's located in Bell, right?
In the city of Bell.
Hell yeah.
So, on Gage and Atlantic, those are the main cross streets.
Yeah, if you're from Sela, you know where what we're talking about, so fucking make your way down there. But
sure.
Tetris, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you for having me.
We'll have a fucking second part to this. Find out more.
Yeah, thank you. Everybody's welcome. Roll up.
Good night, everybody.
It's showtime at Apollo, so follow me where we ought to be. Shape and mold the game, pottery when I'm on a beat. Fuji rap like Weezy at his peak in the Carter 3. In a fade, I'll get you cut, so shape up or pay the barber fee. Had to pay the harbor fee to park my ship. I'ma leave in like an hour, my nigga, so don't trip. Throw bricks at the piggy house until they let my nigga out. Word, I came a long way from skating curbs, chasing birds, shaking nerds down for lame cards. The pirate captain laughing as I'm lurking in train yards. Regardless, no matter how dark it gets, the job of an artist is throw darts at the target. Posted at the market in Chinatown, the type of people I'm around trying to find a sound and spark it. The player on La Brea like carcass in a tar pit, who marched on the scene with a dark skin queens.
See, I don't rap rhymes to sound dope, I rap rhymes to give hope. I stay on point like a pitchfork, far away from the rich folks. I'ma tell you what I do this for. Self-therapy, gotta seek for the clarity. Wasn't the loudest growing up, I was usually quiet. Only inspected like inspected deck over the climate. I've been rising to avoid the beef like if I'm on a diet. But who's to say forever peace is the life of a tyrant? Self-discipline, stacking up on my dividends. No stress like I'm living to be a kid again. These new rappers be thinking they be solidified. News flash like a camera went off, I be in your mind. But this surprisingly is diamond to the eyes, and now I'm fly like if I am a pilot. Into the sky is where I reside. You can even take your shot, but know the spot you're gonna try and take is reserved for the lions. Hey.
Tyranny, seen villainy, aligned, seen symmetry, trust, dodge, bigotry. What's the remedy? Highest Yosemite, make another melody, level on pedigree. On the Atlas, have a gift like I'm Krampus. Smoke the gas, I'ma light it with a mastic. Tied down on my back, can't see monkey. How fast when she tastes, telling me yummy. Tummy tucked, inhale, Chippendale when they rap me out. Can't count how they pass my doubt, how they do that. Word, this is boom bap. I'ma dap if you spit back, so craft rap. Too crass, talk shit when I hit levels. I'ma line all evil, never play dabble. Battling right, vinyl cut like some steak fries. Big high, you a sub on the baseline. Dummy.